This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has rejected the opposition's allegation of discrimination against some estates in the union budget. Responding to the opposition charge during the zero hour in the Rajya Sabha today, she alleged that there is a deliberate attempt by the opposition led by the Congress to give the impression to people that nothing has been given to opposition-ruled estates. She clarified that in every budget, no one does get any opportunity to name every state of the country. She added that if a particular state is not named in the budget speech, that doesn't mean that programs of the central government do not go to these states. When the House met for the day, Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge raised the issue alleging that the union budget is an attempt to save the government. He said opposition will protest against it. After the finance minister's response, opposition parties staged a walkout from the upper house. Members of parliament from opposition India bloc today protested against parliament over alleged discrimination in the allocation of funds to opposition-ruled states in the union budget. They demanded equal treatment to all states. Talking to media, Congress president and leader of opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, alleged that injustice has been meted out to opposition-ruled states in the budget. The BJP today hit out at opposition parties over the questioning the NEET UG examination and budget 2024-25. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said the Supreme Court has clarified in its verdict that NEET examination sanctity was not compromised, but opposition parties continued to misguide the country. He said the government took immediate action after it came to know of rigging in the NEET examination and ordered for a CBI inquiry in the matter. Mr. Prasad alleged that Congress leader Rahul Gandhi created a negative image of India and the world. On the opposition party's remarks on budget 2024-25, Mr. Prasad said this budget is for every section of society. He said that opposition parties need to read and understand the budget. The government has exempted customs duties on cancer medicines to improve the affordability of these drugs. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced the exemption of 3 additional cancer medicines from customs duties in the proposed Union Budget 2024-25 in the Parliament yesterday. These medicines are trastuzumab deruxtecan for breast cancer, osimertinib for lung cancer, and durvalumab for lung cancer and biliary tract cancer. The Union Health Ministry says 27 lakh cancer patients in the country will benefit from this decision. Government has set a coal production target of over 1,000 million tons in 2024-25. Union Coal Ministry said as of 19th July, the coal production has reached over 294 million tons, reflecting a robust growth of around 11% compared to the same period last year. Over 23 lakh new workers have been enrolled under Employees State Insurance Scheme in May this year. Labour and Employment Ministry said out of the total 23 lakh employees, more than 11 lakh employees belong to the age group of up to 25 years. The Ministry said net enrolment of female members in May was 4,47,000. In a significant move to clear pending cases and promote amicable settlements, the Supreme Court will organize a special Lok Adalat from 29th July to 3rd of next month. This initiative marks a milestone in the Supreme Court's 75th year of establishment. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur has appealed to citizens whose cases are pending before the apex court to take benefit from this initiative. The Supreme Court has amended its rules related to the court's working hours. According to the amendment, the new working hours will be 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Apex Court in its notification said the office of the court will remain closed on holidays and on 2nd and 4th Saturday of the month. The new rules will come into force from the 1st of August. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy has arrived in India on his first official visit after assuming office. The External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal welcomed Mr. Lammy on his arrival in New Delhi. He will primarily hold talks on strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership and the UK-India Free Trade Agreement. The His visit marks the first high-profile delegation from London since the formation of Labour Party government under British PM Keir Starmer. Secretary Lammy will meet the External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar this evening. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.